8:08 here on this Thursday morning, Thursday, June 13th. Good morning. I'm Mark Pitts here on KCHA, 8:08 and 73 degrees already, going for a high today in the 80s. And we've got a chance for a shower or thunderstorm as well. Forecast details will be coming your way here in just a little bit. We say good morning to Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, and I surely hope our street workers have plenty of water to keep hydrated today. Okay.
Well, we're going to put you on post right at the window here, so
we
keep
may
an eye
just,
on
and we then may just be out there offering them some bottled water.
Hook up the hose. And
yeah, right.
All right. Well, it's going to be, let's see, what's the forecast for tomorrow, by the way? Let's see. Sunny, 83 tomorrow. Looking dry, though, for, well, let introduce our guest here for our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com. And it looks like weather will cooperate for the Elks Lodge tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow is Flag Day. And, of course, our wonderful Lions Club members have once again went overboard and put everybody's flags out in honor of Flag Day, which is tomorrow. With us this morning, we have Jessica Hallett. She is the lecturing knight with the Elks Lodge. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. So you are an official board member.
Correct.
On the Elks Lodge.
Yes.
And you so happen to be in charge of tomorrow's events.
Yes.
And this has been a tradition for many, many years with the Elks Lodge. Let's talk about the tradition first of Flag Day.
Yes. So Flag Day is celebrated annually on June 14th. It commemorates the adoption of the United States flag in 1977. It's a day to honor the emblem that symbolizes the nation's unity and ideals. The Elks is a fraternal organization known for their dedication and patriotism and have played a significant role in promoting Flag Day celebrations across the country. In 1907, the Grand Lodge of the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks designated by resolution June 14th as Flag Day. In 1911, the Grand Lodge of the Order adopted mandatory observance of the occasion by every lodge across the country, and that requirement continues today. Finally, August 3rd, 1949, President Harry S. Truman, himself a member of the Elks, permanently designated June 14th as Flag Day by signing the Act of Congress. Through the efforts of the Elks, Flag Day has become a time-honored tradition, reminding Americans of the sacrifices made to protect the freedoms represented by the flag. This day serves as a reminder of the historical significance of the flag and its enduring importance of the American culture.
Okay. Now, in the past, this event has traditionally taken place at Central Park, although that's kind of been gauged with weather. What is tomorrow's plan with the Elks Lodge?
So tomorrow we will be doing the ceremony at the Elks Lodge at 6 p.m. So we have the mayor will be there to read his proclamation at the beginning of the ceremony. We have William Holzer will be singing our national anthem for us. Very excited to have him come in. And that way, if the weather, God forbid, does not cooperate, we can always move it inside. But right now, we'll have it outside the Elks Lodge. We invite all community members to come and join us.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your role as the lecturing knights with the Elks. What does that mean?
So it is part of the board. We are looking, obviously, to grow our membership. We really want to get our community involvement. Each position has a little bit different organizations or tasks that they're doing. Flag Day is obviously for my position, but we really just want to get the word out about the Elks. We are giving back to the community. We want to have events. We want our families out there. It's a wonderful organization.
And Mark, you just became an Elk.
I became an Elks Lodge member, yeah, about a little over a month ago. God,
yeah.
My time flies. So yeah, I just recently became an Elk, so I'm still, you know, getting immersed in the tradition.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm an Elk member too. So, you know, and it's been awesome in the last couple of years. The growth has been tremendous with our Elks Lodge, and it's so wonderful to have younger people like you, Jessica, and you, Mark, because you're younger than I am. Right. Kind of.
No, I'm not, but
Anyway, it's
just, I just take good care of myself.
It's a great organization. As Jessica said, the Elks Lodge gives back in so many ways to the community. And this is your first year as lecturing night.
It is. I just joined a year ago. And then they asked me to take this position. So, and I joined because I want to get back to the community and have more community involvement. I want my son to be involved. So it's a great thing for us to do together and volunteer in the community.
And one important thing to note is that the Elks Lodge gives out scholarships.
Yes.
And that is something that people really need to know and take advantage of. I'm also a Rotarian, and we offer scholarships as well. And it just floors me. And we as Rotarians, and I don't know how it is with the Elks, but few people take advantage of that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's there.
It is. And they're great scholarships.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just scholarships for college. It's scholarship for trade schools and our arts, numerous things. So, you know, looking at those and applying for them is huge.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you mentioned that's going to, that's as maybe a little less known. Flag Day, probably one of your marquee events. What are some of the other things Elks Lodge does that the community can take advantage of?
They have their Thursday night suppers. They did Hoop Shoot, which we're hoping to grow.
We participate with the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And then also a really neat tradition, and I can't believe they still exist, is we give out dictionaries to school-age kids. Mm-hmm. We as the Elks Lodge. Yep. And that's something that, you know, with the way kids now use Chromebooks, I think they're excited to get an actual dictionary. Mm-hmm. So that's something. And not only that,
they're part of the DARE program.
Part of the DARE program. The hides, the deer hides. This mm-hmm. is important.
Yes.
So
that's an incredible program in terms of the participation and the response that the Charles City Elks Lodge has seen.
Elks Lodge is has the biggest, I don't know how to say it now. They've gotten the most hides.
Collection, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Biggest collection or in the top always, so, which is amazing.
It is a huge job, and it runs through deer season up until mm-hmm. through, I think, February is when they collect all the hides, take them to a processor, mm-hmm. And then the hides eventually go to veterans' homes, and they are able to make purses and leather
gloves and gloves. You know, to help with their wheelchairs and things like that.
Yeah.
So
it's
quite
it's
a program.
An awesome program.
And again, the efforts the Charles City Elks Lodge have been top of the line for the state of Iowa. All right, again, talking with Jessica Hallett, lecturing night with the Elks Lodge. Flag Day coming up tomorrow. The ceremony is going to be at the lodge tomorrow at 6. How many flags do we put out?
I don't even know how many in Central Park.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think we at the Elks Lodge, there is a processional with a flag. I mm-hmm. do know that. And yeah, I don't know how many we should know this, but
that's your assignment today, Kay. Is go water. No, two assignments now. You got to go out and keep the construction people watered, and then go out and count the flags. So now, actually, Jessica, I'll let you do that. You're the lecturing night, so you can lecture her on what she should do and get it done. All right. If people want more information about the Elks Lodge,
please just give our lodge a call, and you know we would love to give anyone information and. Looking forward to doing new events this year and continuing to grow. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And annual dues are only, it's minimal, like $110 or something for the year. So much, it's a great social place. So many fun activities and Thursday night meals. It's just an overall awesome organization. And thank you, Jessica, for serving as lecturing night and for helping tomorrow night with Flag Day.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Our community conversation again brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com, 817 and 74 degrees. And we'll have the nearly impossible quiz. And we're about 18, 19 minutes away here on KCHA. Good morning.